From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Rescuers in Christchurch, New Zealand are scrambling to find survivors from the city's second major earthquake in less than 6 months. The magnitude 6.3 quake has collapsed buildings, caused widespread power outages, and some flooding in the country's second largest city. The government has not confirmed various reports of fatalities. Deputy Prime Minister Bill English says they're doing all they can.
The Prime Minister has left for Christchurch after chairing an emergency meeting of the Cabinet. Our ministers are ensuring that their departments are doing all that they can to assist the people of Christchurch. And Cabinet will meet again in a couple of hours' time to assess the situation and to take the next steps.
Christchurch was still rebuilding from a 7.1 magnitude earthquake in September and a strong aftershock in December when Tuesday's earthquake struck. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is trying to dispel rumors that he's left the country. Gaddafi appeared on state television to say that he remains in the capital, Tripoli. Meantime, as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, France is joining the international condemnation of Gaddafi's crackdown on protesters.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy called for an immediate end to the state attacks against Libyans who he said were only exercising their right to express themselves freely. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who is visiting Egypt, called the violence appalling. An unknown number of Libyans have been killed by government forces in days of clashes. An Arab revolution that started in Tunisia and swept through Egypt has now caught Libya ablaze as masses of demonstrators demand an end to the 40-year regime of Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi. Deep cracks in Gaddafi's regime have opened, with government officials at home and abroad resigning, Air Force pilots defecting, and continued clashes in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Asian shares are mixed as investors nervously watch pro-democracy unrest in the Middle East. Shares are down nearly 2% in Tokyo, down 1.7% in Hong Kong. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says there's no room for compromise on his cost-cutting plans. NPR's David Shaper says public employee unions are not backing down either.
There were scores of protesters jammed right up into a small corridor, screaming their guts out to try to make themselves heard over the governor. They are very upset about the way the governor has handled it. They are very upset that he seems intent on trying to get a vote, at least in the assembly, on this bill this week. And the governor was very adamant about urging Democrats, the 14 Senate Democrats who are out of state and away from the Capitol, preventing the Senate from taking up this bill. He's been very adamant about urging them to come back and do their jobs.
State Democrats and the unions are opposing Walker's proposal to strip most collective bargaining rights for state workers. This is NPR News. The California Highway Patrol says one person is dead and more than 20 others are injured after a bus careened off a mountain highway near Twin Peaks, California. The bus was carrying a church group home from a retreat in the San Bernardino Mountains when it hit an icy patch, collided head-on with a fire truck, and then hit a tree. In Minnesota, residents living in a large swath of the state's midsection are digging out from another major snowstorm. Brant Williams of Minnesota Public Radio has this report.
Nearly a foot and a half of snow fell in the hardest hit parts of the state. Several cities set new records for single-day snowfall totals. The snow has also increased the chances of flooding this spring when all the water trapped in the ground and in the snow begins to flow freely. Around a foot of new snow is blanketing the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Like many people, Minneapolis resident Jessica Warner is spending part of her President's Day holiday shoveling out a path for her car.
This has been probably the hardest winter for me since I've been here.
Another 2 to 3 inches of snow is expected to fall before the end of the day. For NPR News, I'm Brant Williams in Minneapolis.
The four major candidates in the race for mayor of Chicago are all expressing confidence going into Tuesday's election. They include former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun and Rahm Emanuel, who left his job as White House chief of staff to enter the race. A runoff will be held on April 5th if no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote. Blockbuster says an investment group is offering a $290 million deal to buy the company out of bankruptcy. The movie chain filed for bankruptcy protection last September after closing some of its stores to cut costs. Blockbuster has been losing to competitors Netflix and online video on demand. This is NPR.